fighting for freedom every day.
Let me tell you, the response to the show has been absolutely amazing. People can't believe that a young conservative millennial continues to fight for constitutional principles, traditional values, and talks about issues that some are even afraid to talk about. But we do it because we understand the importance of this, and now we're seeing it absolutely blow up all across the nation.
This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yeah, buddy, that's what I'm talking about. It is a Thursday, the pre-Friday celebration, one of the greatest days of the entire week. Welcome into the show. Boy, do we have a show lined up for you today. It's going to be a good one. I'm in a good mood. We're feeling it. There's some good news out there as well, as we see the unemployment rate continues to drop during the COVID-19 pandemic. 800,000 jobs gained for the month of September. That's good news. So we have that going along for us. We have Donald Trump back on the campaign trail. Joe Biden doing a little like train tour through the state of Ohio, did like three stops. And he's like, all right, that's good. Off to Pennsylvania he goes. We'll talk about all that and more coming up here in just a little bit. Welcome in, broadcasting live out of the heart of the nation here in Wichita, Kansas, on the flagship of KQAM all over the country on radio, TV, live streaming, podcasting, no matter where you may be. So thanks for hanging out with us there. Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitter, Twitch, LinkedIn, also online at HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com is the website. The newsletter is going to be coming out on Monday, I believe. So if you have not done so yet, make sure to go to the website. It'll pop up, ask you if you want to be a Hoosier-holic. You can say, heck yeah, I do. You sign up, type in your email. We'll get you signed up for the monthly newsletter. We won't spam you all the time. We'll just send you a monthly newsletter with some with a blog, some topical issues, some things going on for the month. All that fun, nice jazz. Welcome in. We got a lot to get to. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have Mark Lauder. He is the campaign communications director for Trump Campaign 2020. So look forward to chatting with him. We've had him on the show a few times, and looking forward to talking to him again today to get his take on the debate a couple days ago and the state of the campaign so far. But right now I'm excited as we talk about the campaign in just a little bit different fashion. So we talk about elections in a little bit different fashion. I've told you for many years that there are two things you need to be successful in politics. That is a lot of money and a good PR team. But there's also something else as well, which we talk about, which is character, charisma, the personality. You can have the smartest guy on the debate stage in the world, but they're going to bore everybody to death. Why do you think Barack Obama ended up winning the presidential race? Was because he was cool. He was hip. He was retro. He smoked a cigarette, man. He walked around with his sunglasses, dude. He talked about hope and change. He didn't talk about policy issues. He talked about hope and change, and it sounded nice. A good PR team. He had to get a lot of money to make it sound really suave. And I'm excited to talk to our next guest who talks about some of that and more. He is the author of the book Personality Wins, Who Will Take the White House and How We Know. It's Mr. Merrick Rosenberg on the line with us today here. Merrick, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Andy.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show very much. Personality wins. It's not necessarily the ideas that you could have the best ideas in the world, but if you don't make it flashy and presentable, no one really wants to listen to it anymore, do they?
That's exactly right. We would hope that people are voting for policy or platform or ideology, but the reality is people vote for personality, and they've done it over and over again for decades.
Why? Why is it? Is it just easier to follow? It's because it's nice and flashy and gains your attention? I know that we live in an information overload system today where you have things thrown at you all day long, so it's hard to kind of decipher through all of it. So is it just what's flashy and nice, or is it just because people don't want to learn about the issues?
Now, it's about big energy. I'll give you the crash course, and I'll show you how personality can be used to predict who's going to win. So if you go back in time, I've linked these four personalities to four birds to make it easy. So picture someone who's an eagle. Eagles are confident, they're direct, they're assertive. Somebody like Donald Trump. George W. Bush has that style as well. Then you get somebody who's a parrot. Parrots are fun. They're flashy. They're charismatic. Look at like a JFK or a Ronald Reagan or Bill Clinton. They have that big smile. Then you've got the dove, compassionate, caring, more soft-spoken. They're the one in your family. They just want everyone to get along. And it could be somebody like a Jimmy Carter or a Pete Buttigieg in this election. Clearly have that dove style. Then you've got the owl, and owls are logical. They're analytical. They always have a plan for that. Elizabeth Warren was selling shirts that said, Warren has a plan for that. But you don't get more owl than that. And what's fascinating is eagles and parrots have a big outsized personality. Every time an eagle or parrot goes against the more reserved, quieter, soft-spoken doves or owls, they win the presidency. And they've done so since 1932, 22 straight elections,
wow,
big personalities beat more reserved personalities. It happens over and over again.
Do you think that's why Trump won the 2016 election? We talked about the finances of the campaign, and when he was running in 2016, both in the primary and in the general election, he spent very little money. He was in the news all the time, though, because everybody talked about him, about something he said on Twitter, about something he said during an interview, or something he said during on the campaign trail at a rally that would always gain attention, always gain some type of conversation, so everybody buzzed about him all the time. Is that the type of personality that he's going for and that he's always been?
It is. And you look at him versus Hillary, who had that strong owl style. I mean, when they were debating, he was in big picture eagle mode. Eagles fly at 30,000 feet. They don't provide a lot of details. They say, here's my vision. Here's what I'm going to do. They don't tell you how they're going to do it, but it doesn't matter. They don't need to.
Yeah.
Hillary got up there and she was sharing details and plans and statistics. And, you know, that just doesn't excite people. You know, if you looked at Martin Luther King, when he stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, he said, I have a dream. People remember that. He said, I have a plan. And then he proceeded to outline a 32-point plan. Nobody would remember that speech. And that's what sells today. It's energy, it's charisma, it's big picture vision. Not all the details, it's not the policy.
Let's get back into this election in just a second, but I want to look down the road at potentials. We've heard, and we're from the central part of Kansas and Wichita area, right where U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is from. He was our congressman here for a good few years before he became CIA director under Trump, and now he's Secretary of State. And there was rumors that he could potentially try and run for president in anywhere from 2 to 4, you know, 4 to 8 years, depending on what his plans were. I think he is one of the smartest guys that I've ever met. I've met him numerous times. We've had him on the show numerous times. He's a very brilliant guy. I don't know that he has charisma, though. I don't know that he has that type of energy. In today's times, he wouldn't be able to do a very good presidential run, would he?
That's right. It's a problem. Because I see him as more of an owl.
Yeah.
He's very logical. He's very detail-oriented. I mean, that's a great role for him. And when you look at that style, the only time owls and doves win the presidency, and have done so since 1932, is when they go against another dove or an owl. So you take somebody like a Jimmy Carter. Okay, he's a dove. He won the presidency. Yeah, but he was going against Ford, another dove. Now you bring in Reagan's charisma and energy, and it's game over for the dove. Same thing happened with George H.W. Bush. He's an owl. Okay, he won. Yeah, but he won against Dukakis, another owl. Then you put him against Bill Clinton's charisma and energy, and you see what happens. And this is the challenge today, is that I'm not saying that eagles and parrots make better presidents. I'm saying eagles and parrots win. And that's part of why I wrote the book. I want people to be aware. Look, you may lose a candidate like a Mike Pompeo because his personality just doesn't have that charisma that can win.
No, that's very true. We're talking with America Rosenberg, personality wins, who will take the White House and how we know. Let's take it to the voters aspect of it. Obviously, we like the Eagles. We like them soaring. We like that attention seeking. We like that personality. Can we continue to still learn facts and information about the policies, about the actual real details of an issue from these types of individuals? And do you think that voters that are drawn towards this want to, or do you think it's all about the, especially in today's times with social media and the nice little zingers on Twitter, is it more just about that charisma? They don't really even care about learning about the facts or statistics.
I don't think they really even care. I think that what we've seen is we've seen presidents in the past who have been parrots and been eagles, and they share very little about their platform, and it just doesn't matter.
Wow.
People are drawn to the energy and the passion and enthusiasm, and you mentioned it earlier. Look, Obama, hope and change, it's like that sells. You get this big energy of Reagan. It's morning in America. I mean, it's so visionary and big. Let's make America great again. In fact, Reagan's slogan during his first campaign was, let's make America great again. That's very parrot. It's like, let's do it together. Come on, everybody. Well, you remove let's, and then you get that action verb of the eagle. Hey, we don't know. Let's not let's do it. Make America great again.
Yeah.
That is so eagle, and that's Donald Trump.
Sure. Well, and I mean, when you look at the reelection of Ronald Reagan as well, 1984, I mean, he won, 47, 48 states out of the entire nation, and it was a positive campaign of, look at what we've done, let's continue to make this happen, and he ran with it. It was phenomenal.
It had charisma, it had energy, it had passion, and when you look, what's really funny, when you look at today, that's what sells. Years ago, if you went back prior to 1932, owls and doves won all the time, and they kept beating eagles and parrots. And if you think, well, why is that? Well, all of a sudden, here comes radio, and now We can hear FDR's booming voice and reach 60 million people at one time. And now that's where we hear about them. We don't hear them in written media as much, which is where we learned about the president prior to 1932. Then comes TV. You've got JFK versus, you know, Big Parrot there and Owl Nixon. And we all know what happened in that election. I mean, JFK's charisma won the day. Yeah. And then all of a sudden now we have social media. You can't fit your plans and your policies into a tweet, but a good soundbite from a parrot or an eagle, that's fantastic. So I think today that big energy personality style is going to even crush those quieter styles more than they've done in the past. I think owls and doves are going to have a hard time winning the presidency today.
I think it really goes into not just the presidency as well, but I think it goes into media too. I mean, if you're talking about the super detailed plans, I mean, you talk about talk radio and radio itself. For example, if you go on and just talk about percentages and stats and just numbers, it kind of dulls the mind a little bit. But you talk about patriotism and the flag waving and how we're going to do this together and we can unite. I mean, it plays in the media aspect of it, too, doesn't it?
You know, if you go back to take Reagan and Clinton, both sides of the aisle, they were amazing storytellers. When you ask them a question, they'd answer their question with a story. They would paint the picture and it had emotion. When you answer the question with, right now, 60 million Americans are in the year 2024, 58% of Americans. Well, nobody remembers that. And it just is so dry. Yeah. But when you look at someone like a Clinton and a Reagan, they had a charisma. They had that it factor. They didn't share tons of details. They didn't need to. They had energy. And that's what America was buying.
Well, you're very right. I just talked to, it was funny, I talked to somebody a few days ago and they had talked about how, yeah, I used to kind of be a Democrat. I never really got politically involved. And I voted for Bill Clinton. Not because of his policies, but because he played the saxophone on David Letterman.
That's right. He got out there and He just had fun. And I'll tell you what was the secret of both him and Reagan was that they could display all four styles. Now, they weren't owls, but they could share statistics if they needed to in an interview.
Sure.
They had energy and charisma of a parrot. They would both put their hand on their heart, and when the Challenger exploded, Reagan's speech was touching, and Bill Clinton can get into that empathetic dove mode. They can both be the eagle. Remember Reagan standing at the wall, tear down this wall. They had style flexibility. Those two presidents could display all four personality styles. And what happens is when you can display all four of those, guess who you appeal to?
Sure.
You appeal to everyone. And there were the Reagan Democrats who had never voted Republican before. There were a lot of Republicans who voted for Bill Clinton, because when you have charisma and you have flexibility, you have a broad appeal. So the power of personality, it's like why the book's called Personality Wins.
There it is.
If you have that personality, you win. If you don't, you get crushed by, look at all those owls. There's a whole group of owls, Mitt Romney, John Kerry, Mike Dukakis, Hillary Clinton, Al Gore, all an entire group of owls who lost to parrots and eagles.
It's amazing. It is very true. And I think it's something that we need to be aware of as we are the voting public going into the election booth in November. It's Merrick Rosenberg, Personality Wins, who will take the White House and how we know. Merrick, I appreciate the time very much, my friend. It's a very fascinating topic. We'd love to get you back on the show again here real soon.
That'd be great.
Hey, always a pleasure right there. Think about it when you go to vote. Are you voting on policy or voting on charisma? Hopefully, maybe it's just a little bit of both. We'll do that when we come back. Talk about some more on The Voice of Reason here on a Thursday. Stay tuned.
The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with The Voice of Reason. Fighting for conservative principles seems more difficult all the time. The progressive left seems to find new and creative ways to limit freedom, abuse power, and trample the Constitution each and every day. That's why we need the knowledge, resources, and common sense to push back. And we can help with that. Visit our website at HoosierReason.com. There's some really great stuff for you. You can read the latest blog discussing topical issues and current events. Let us know your thoughts by filling out our monthly survey. Keep track of what I might be doing or where I may be speaking. Listen to the podcast of your favorite guest or show, and check out our latest Voice of Reason product infomercials. Plus, you can find upcoming show schedules and guest lineups to plan your radio listening appropriately. And finally, make sure to become a Hoosierholic by subscribing to the free newsletter. Stay up to date on the latest news of the show, fun facts of the month, and learn new ways to defend and preserve this great republic. It's all there at HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com. Go check it out. Why? Because it's kind of the reasonable thing to do. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. Want to reach out to the show? A big part of the program is you, and we want to hear from you. Let us know your thoughts of the show, maybe a guest we've had on the program, or my favorite, when you disagree with something that I talk about. You can email me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com or send us a message through our website at HoosierReason.com. The show's not about me, it's about you. So be heard and be your own voice of reason. Again, email me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com or find our contact information at HoosierReason.com. Miss part of the show? Don't worry about it. There's plenty of ways to catch the program, and here's how you can do it. First, make sure to tune in every day right here on your favorite radio station.
We're here for you.
Second, subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite sites. YouTube and iTunes, Spotify and Google Play, TuneIn, Podbean, and more. Have the show automatically downloaded to your favorite device. Last, visit our website at HoosierReason.com. You can listen to the podcast, catch our special features, and more. It's the voice of reason on radio, TV, and online, helping you defend and preserve this great republic.
You're listening to The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Welcome back into the show. Thanks for hanging out with us today. It is a Thursday, pre-Friday celebration rolling right along. So did you see this story about this 67-year-old woman that took down an intruder that tried to attack her? Took him down with a cane. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, her name, this according to Los Angeles CBS Local News, Marujo, is that how you pronounce it? Marujo, M-A-R-R-U-J-O, Marujo, Spanish to some degree. Lorenza Marujo might be small, standing less than 5 feet tall, but on Monday night, the 67-year-old proved that she can pack a punch. As he was coming towards me, I said, back off right away. She has 26 years of martial arts training. The man listened and left her apartment, but was not done for the right, breaking into the apartment of an 81-year-old just as a neighbor. He grabbed me and shook me, and I went down to the floor. Marujo heard the screams of her next-door neighbor, squeezed myself between her and him. I put Mama on the side, and I jumped on him, and I was punching him in everything. I had the cane against his throat. Now, that's what I talk about when it comes to self-defense, isn't it? That's what you talk about. You want to get a little self-defense there so that way you can protect yourself no matter what. I was thinking about, it's funny because I was reading this story doing show prep. I was reading this story and it really popped into my mind as I read about the post-debate polls. And just about every poll, by the way, shows that Donald Trump won the debate against Joe Biden, which is fascinating after everybody railed on him for just interrupting too much and being a quote-unquote clown and being a joke and yada, 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 that every poll like showed that he won, including the poll from Telemundo TV, the Hispanic TV channel, where 66% of Hispanic-speaking individuals, Spanish-speaking individuals, said that they thought Donald Trump won the debate. And I was thinking about why. Because he's been working really hard to gain more Hispanic support, as he has the African-American community, for their support going into the election. And he's done a fantastic job. The Republican Party themselves has done a fantastic job. But then I read this story, and it made sense. It made sense to me all of a sudden. The light bulb clicked. If you know anybody in the Hispanic population, in the Hispanic community, they're very strong and stern, and they don't have a filter. And there's nothing wrong with that. I respect that wholeheartedly. I love it. I got a lot of Hispanic friends that they just don't have that filter, and they just say what's on their mind, and they talk about the exoticness or the sternness of Hispanic women, where they, you know, kind of turn out to be grumpy, you know what, sometimes when they're really mad, so you don't want to pick a fight with them. And there's all these memes and all these jokes about it, but it's true. When you see a 67-year-old woman that knows martial arts and attacks a 28-year-old kid trying to rob her and her neighbor, then it made sense. The reason they liked Donald Trump, or they liked Donald Trump in that election, was because he wasn't taking any, wasn't going to happen. As he shut down Joe Biden, as he called out the lies from Joe Biden, as he said, you know what, that's not true. What about this? What about that? I'm not going to listen to that. No, I'm not going to take it from you. I'm not going to. And he really was on a one against two debate against Chris Wallace and Joe Biden. It really resonated with the Hispanic community because he wasn't going to take any garbage. He wasn't going to take any lies. He wasn't going to take any flack. And it all dawned on me why the Hispanic community thought that he won the debate, because they like that. I think he won also with the Italian community, too, because, as you know, that they talk very loudly at times and they argue. They don't even argue. They just talk very loudly amongst each other, and they argue like they're raising their voice to compete with each other. But it's not really fighting. I got a lot of friends that are Italian as well. And guess what? That's what they do. And there's nothing wrong with it. Again, I love it. I kind of turn into that myself when I've had a few adult beverages in me. But nonetheless, I realize what Donald Trump does so well and why he's so appealing to so many outside of the normal, quote-unquote, Republican base of the, according to the progressives, it's the old, rich, white guy that just loves, you know, the rich people and business owners, and that's just what Republicans do, and they don't like anybody else outside their party. Mm-hmm. That's according to the left, but I realize that's why I think his Hispanic population loves Donald Trump, or at least many of them do, and why he won that debate, because they're like, yeah, he wasn't taking any of Joe Biden's crap. He wasn't being obnoxious. He was just saying it the way it was. And I think it resonated. Interesting perspective. And by the way, kudos for self-defense on that woman as well, being able to hold her own. When we come back, Mark Lauder, the communications director for Trump's campaign, he'll be joining us live here on the show. Stay tuned.
The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. While you listen to the delightful broadcast of The Voice of Reason, don't forget to check us out and follow us on all of our social media sites. Whether you're using Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Minds.com, or Instagram, we're there for you. Find us at Hoosier Reason on any of your social media platforms. You'll see special commentary, links to the articles and news that we use on the show, and videos of the broadcast. Plus, you can directly send us a message on social media during the show to let me know your thoughts. Many already do, and it's a great chat room for all of our great listeners. And you can always sign up for the Patreon site to get exclusive content, maybe hear show products before we air them on the radio, and a lot more. And when you support us on Patreon, you also help the show be able to fight for conservative values each and every day.
So it's a win-win.
Just find us at Hoosier Reason on all of your social media platforms, or you can find a link to all of our social media sites on our website at HoosierReason.com. We know you're on social media already, so bring some reason into your day. Why? Because it's kind of the reasonable thing to do.
When Reason Meets Radio. You're listening to The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Is the show really half over already? It goes by way too fast. Way too fast. Welcome into the program. Thanks for hanging out with us again here on The Voice of Reason. Radio, TV, live streaming, podcasting on the website at HoosierReason.com. All over the place. Appreciate you. No matter where you may be. We've had a heck of a laundry list of great guests on the program here lately. We just had a great one, Merrick Rosenberg, on the show in the last half hour. Yesterday, we had Corey Lewandowski, senior advisor to the Trump campaign. And today, I'm excited to have on the program, as we continue to talk about the campaign and what the latest is on the campaign trail, he is the director of strategic communications for the Donald Trump 2020 presidential campaign. We've had him on the show a few times already before. It's Mr. Mark Lauder hanging out with us here on the show. Mark, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you again. It's been a little bit. It's been a crazy week with the debate just a couple of days ago. President Trump back on the campaign trail yesterday, back in Minnesota again. You guys are just all over the place, aren't you?
We really don't stop. You know, I was with the vice president a few hours ago in Iowa. I'm currently driving across the state and getting ready to start a Team Trump on tour, bus tour across Iowa for 3 days. The president's going to continue to be busy down in Florida. I mean, we're everywhere. We're going to continue to take our message to the people, and they're responding to it.
Man, I love it. I love it. Internal polling. Have you guys seen anything? What's going on right now? I mean, all the polls say that Joe Biden's ahead and that he's continuously stretching ahead. And then after the debate, that Donald Trump just interrupted too much and that people just fell for Joe Biden because he's more presidential. I'm not buying it. Well, I saw a Telemundo poll from Hispanic voters. 66% of Hispanic voters on Telemundo said that Trump won that debate. I think he's winning a lot more than what the media is trying to tell us.
Yeah, I mean, these national polls, they got it wrong in 2016, and they're getting it wrong again in 2020. Listen to the team that got it right in 2016, and we're getting it right again this time. We are exactly where we need to be. It's going to be close. We've got to make sure everybody gets out. And the thing I always remind folks is that if you want to guarantee it, you got to get out and vote. Yeah. Because we've got to win this thing by such a large margin that Democrats can't cheat and steal it away.
Yeah, it's very true. While you drive through the state of Iowa, I drive through the state of Kansas here, and I live out of town quite a bit, so I try and drive around, and I see nothing but Trump signs, Trump flags. I'm a campaign manager for a local state representative here, knocking on doors. There are more signs in activism than I can ever remember being involved in politics. Are you seeing the same thing as you guys travel across the country?
Absolutely. And it's not just, you know, when you see the president, obviously he gets thousands of people at his rallies, tens of thousands of people at his rallies. You see it even when, you know, folks like me are out on the Team Trump on Tour bus. I mean, we have hundreds of people coming out to see us. These are the people who are out there knocking on doors. They are making phone calls. There's a reason why about a couple of weeks ago, we had actually announced that we had already touched 100 million voters this year, either door to door or on the phone. And that's three times the amount that we did in 2016. And we haven't stopped.
I love it. I love it. Now, how big's the team? I mean, you guys have obviously people all over in every state and all the Republican Party. I mean, have you guys gotten any kind of pushback from local party chapters around the country? I mean, from what it sounds like, everything's united right now for the whole party.
It absolutely is united. In fact, this is now the largest grassroots campaign in the history of politics. We have over about 2.3 million trained volunteers, and that even beats the 2 million volunteers that Barack Obama had in 2012. That's how focused we are. That's how energetic we are. We've got the people on the ground, and they're going door to door. They're doing all the things that winning campaigns do.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking with Mark Lauder, the Director of Strategic Communications for President Trump's presidential campaign in 2020. Let's talk about some of the swing states here for a minute. I mean, you guys just had a rally up in Minnesota. That one, predominantly a blue state for the most part. I mean, that's where Ilhan Omar is. That's where Minneapolis tries to defund the police and do their shenanigans. But the more that that stuff happens, now we're seeing the polling even in swing states like Minnesota, where you never thought would go red, almost as a toss-up right now. I mean, you guys could potentially win some of these strongholds in blue states, couldn't you?
No, absolutely, and we plan to. I mean, the president came very close to winning Minnesota in 2016, only got beat by 1.5%. And think about this for a moment. Not even Ronald Reagan could win Minnesota.
Yeah.
A Republican hasn't won Minnesota, I believe, since 1972. And so for Donald Trump to be right there fighting for it every single day, he was up there yesterday. And I can tell you, there's a reason why, because you've got blue collar areas that were predominantly Democrat that are now Republican. You have former Democrat mayors of these cities saying, I've left the Democrat Party, or the Democrat Party has left me, because President Trump is the one who's actually fighting for the jobs in our region. That's why you saw the president go up there yesterday. You'll see us continue to go up there, because we're going to go take this message, regardless of where you live, regardless of whether you're a union member, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, male, female, we've got the message that can win in any demographic.
Well, that's exactly what you guys need to do and what you've been doing so well. That's why right now the polling and the support from even communities like the African-American communities in the inner cities right now is showing more for Trump and for the Republican Party than we've ever seen before in such a long time. And that's so needed, because I don't think Republicans have really reached out to those crowds in a very long time. Let's talk about the race issue for a second, being the communication side of this and the branding and the message that gets out to people. Of course, the criticism is how Trump handled in the debate about the Proud Boys and will you condemn racism and KKKs and all this other garbage. Mark, I don't know how many times he can do it. I mean, we've played over and over and over the clips of him condemning David Duke, condemning white supremacy, condemning racism altogether and hatred altogether. What more could he possibly do to say, I'm not on the side of all this craziness?
Well, you really have to wonder. I mean, how many times do you have to ask the question before you accept the answer is yes, he condemns white supremacy. He's done it on a number of occasions. Yet the media just keeps doing it, and I'll tell you why. It's a distraction. It's their way to try to distract people and to try to hurt the president with a growing voting block of black Americans. And they see that, and they know that spells trouble for Joe Biden. And this is the only thing they've got, because they can't talk about Joe Biden's record. They don't want to talk about Joe Biden's record of supporting, you know, and speaking at the funeral of an exalted cyclops of the KKK. Or when he actually, you know, said he didn't want his kids going to segregated or desegregated schools. I mean, these are all things that Joe Biden actually did, and yet they accuse the president of it and ignore the facts right in front of you with Joe Biden.
It's completely ridiculous. We've got a couple questions left. I know you're a busy guy and running all over the place, but the campaign, where are you guys going to be over the next few days? As you mentioned, the president down in Florida, working, you're up in Iowa. What's the next plan for the next couple weeks here?
Well, we're going to continue to be in all these major battleground states. You'll see the president in Florida. You'll see the president in a variety of states. The vice president obviously was in Iowa today. He's heading to other parts of the country as well. And then he's got his debate next Wednesday. So we're going to be everywhere we need to be. And if you want to know where the race actually is, follow the candidates. Don't follow the polls. We have better polling, and they do too, probably, than any national media polls.
Yeah.
And when you follow the candidates, it'll tell you where this race is being waged, and it's being waged on their turf.
Well, come on. I mean, Joe Biden did do 3 train stops in Ohio, so that must be an important state for him, right?
Well, I think it was the only way the train could get him back to Delaware to his basement.
That's right. But he criticized President Trump of actually staying in his bunker the whole time while he's slept in his basement. I don't get it. It's complete madness. Last question before we let you go. The next presidential debate, they said they may want to change some of the rules and even mute some of the mics. Has there been a response from President Trump so far about the possibility of the rule changes or even the mics that could be muted? From what I saw on Twitter, he said that he really doesn't want any of the rules changed.
Well, no, and why would you change the rules in the middle of the game?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. This is very similar to what Democrats do. You know, as soon as they don't like something, they just change the rules, whether it's pack the court, eliminate the filibuster, eliminate the Electoral College, change the debate rules while you're in the middle of the debate cycle. I mean, that's not how America does, and that's not how we operate. I mean, they're like children who take their ball and go home if they don't win. And so the president's standing strong. We expect that these debates are going to go forward. The next debate's going to be a different format anyway. It'll be more of a town hall with voters. And so you're already going to have a different format. But this is just, you know, the Democrats doing what they always do. They don't like it. They change the rule.
More distraction. Yeah, more distraction. As you mentioned, it's the director of strategic communications for President Trump's campaign, Mr. Mark Lauder. We appreciate the time, my friend. Good luck with it. We love having you on the show. We'll do it again real soon.
Thank you much. Talk to you soon.
Hey, it's always a pleasure right there. That's Mark Lauder. We appreciate him very much coming on the show. It's awesome. Awesome talking to these guys. And let me tell you something. These guys, the fact that this is a national campaign, I just saw a story today. Do you realize how much money has been spent on the president and congressional races all over the nation? All over the nation. Over $8 billion, with a B, $8 billion. And it's projected by the end of this election to be over $10.5 billion, shattering records of any other race, any other election cycle in American history. This is a huge thing. President Trump, the president of the United States, has his own campaign managers. And do you realize how transparent they are? Do you realize how open these guys are? Donald Trump has gone on more smaller radio stations, smaller interviews, done one-on-one interviews, been more transparent with the media than any other president in American history. We have campaign people like this with Corey Lewandowski and Mark Lauder and all these other guys on the show all the time. They give us 10, 15 minutes of their time while they're running around doing things. These guys are the most transparent. This is the ultimate grassroots campaigning at the most local levels that I think I've ever seen in a campaign. And I'm not just doing that because I'm a Republican and excited to talk to these guys, because I am. But at the same time, do you realize it's all about grassroots? No candidate can win without grassroots campaigning, and these guys do it even from the grand national scale. They do it at the local levels, and I think that's really cool, and I think that's what's going to potentially drive them to a victory come November. Agree, disagree? I'd love to hear from you. You can leave comments all over the social media. Also, email me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com. Again, HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com. We'll have some more of those updates from the campaign as we continue. And I don't want to make the show for the next month or so just about Donald Trump, because it's not just about Donald Trump. There's so many other congressional races we need to focus on. So we're going to be getting candidates on there as well and talking to other candidates about different races and different topical issues. We don't want it just to be just Donald Trump on the show for an hour every day. That's not how we work. But we will get an update when we get an opportunity to do so. Maybe, just maybe, we can get the big man on himself one of these days and talk about what's really going on. Until then, as he mentioned, follow where the candidates are going and where they think the swing states are going to be to try and drive them over the finish line. We'll do that when we come back. Stay here on The Voice of Reason.
Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. While you listen to the delightful broadcast of The Voice of Reason, don't forget to check us out and follow us on all of our social media sites. Whether you're using Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Minds.com, or Instagram, we're there for you. Find us at Hoosier Reason on any of your social media platforms. You'll see special commentary, links to the articles and news that we use on the show, and videos of the broadcast. Plus, you can directly send us a message on social media during the show to let me know your thoughts. Many already do, and it's a great chat room for all of our great listeners. And you can always sign up for the Patreon site to get exclusive content, maybe hear show products before we air them on the radio, and a lot more. And when you support us on Patreon, you also help the show be able to fight for conservative values each and every day.
So it's a win-win.
Just find us at Hoosier Reason on all of your social media platforms, or you can find a link to all of our social media sites on our website at HoosierReason.com. We know you're on social media already, so bring some reason into your day. Why? Because it's kind of the reasonable thing to do. Miss part of the show? Don't worry about it. There's plenty of ways to catch the program, and here's how you can do it. First, make sure to tune in every day right here on your favorite radio station.
We're here for you.
Second, subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite sites. YouTube and iTunes, Spotify and Google Play, TuneIn, Podbean, and more. Have the show automatically downloaded to your favorite device. Last, visit our website at HoosierReason.com. You can listen to the podcast, catch our special features, and more. It's the Voice of Reason on radio, TV, and online. Line, helping you defend and preserve this great republic. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. Want to reach out to the show? A big part of the program is you, and we want to hear from you. Let us know your thoughts of the show, maybe a guest we've had on the program, or my favorite, when you disagree with something that I talk about. You can email me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com or send us a message through our website at HoosierReason.com. The show's not about me, it's about you. So be heard and be your own voice of reason. Again, email me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com or find our contact information at HoosierReason.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yeah, you're darn right you are. Welcome back into the show. Last segment already on a Thursday, pre-Friday celebration. Moving right along. Trying to cram that 10 pounds of reason into that 5-pound bag. Trying to rebrand the Millennial Generation one radio listener at a time. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Radio, TV, live streaming, wherever you may be. Again, the newsletter coming out here probably on Monday. We'll do that. Give you the weekend if you listen to the show on podcasting or on the radio or on TV, give you the weekend to be able to sign up for the newsletter. We've been growing on there too. It's really awesome. We've been getting a lot more people signed up, and it's fun to watch that continuously grow and be able to hopefully provide some decent information. Plus, we have some new news on the Hoosier Media Network as we start working on some really cool things there as well. So stay tuned in. More information to come there very soon, like in like the next month or so. So be prepared, my friends. As the Boy Scouts used to say, be prepared for the awesomeness that is about to come your way as we're going to be expanding our realms very soon. I'm curious. I'm getting messages, by the way, on social media about this whole debate rule change. Why would they change the rules? I mean, I get it. Donald Trump didn't necessarily follow the rules, but Joe Biden didn't either, as he was actually the first one to interrupt in the debate. So why isn't he blamed in any of this? Oh, it's just a circus. It's just a show all around, and no one followed the rules. Okay, granted. But this is a totally different format. If you remember all the way back in 2016, the town hall forum, that was the one where Trump said to Hillary Clinton, yeah, you know what? You wouldn't like me being president because you'd be in jail. If you remember, that was the one, the town hall. It's not on the stage where they have the podium and they have their times. I mean, they get asked questions by people. Now, they're all scripted. You already know that's going to be the case, which I really, 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 really hope that there's somebody that goes up there and asks a question that's not scripted. Just says, you know what? I was given this. I'm not going to read it. They did that at the Joe Biden one, too, which it's funny. Ironically, they didn't actually play the response from Joe Biden in that clip, but they had a clip of some gal, an Asian gal, that goes up and says, I have a question for you, but they handed me the script of this question. I don't want to read that one. I'm very frustrated. What's going on here? And they asked her, she asked him a question, and I didn't get the response on it because I'm sure he stumbled all over the place since he didn't have that prepared. But I want to see that at the town hall debate. That would be fantastic. I would love to see Donald Trump just say, you know what? Bring it. Ask anything you want to. He already does that with one-on-one interviews, unlike Joe Biden. Nowadays, with the one-on-one interviews that Joe Biden does, he has to have two-on-one where he has to have Kamala Harris sit next to him to bail him out if he says something stupid because he's been sleeping in his basement for too long. I'm still waiting for the drug test as well to see whether they get him all hyped up and ready to go. And I got to give him credit. Got to give him credit after the debate. I mean, he was still standing. He did survive it. And he did go on a 3-train stop tour in Ohio thereafter because that apparently is going to win over the state. Oh, we feel great, the state of Ohio. We're just going to do 3 little train stops, get off the train, say a couple of words, get back on, and take a nap to the next location. And it's a lot slower than a plane when you're riding a, you know, Amtrak or something. But I got to give him props. If he's riding Amtrak, then at least he's riding some kind of transportation that's funded by taxpayers, right? So I guess you got to give him credit on that one. But the debate, why would you change the rules for the debate if it's not the same format of a debate? That doesn't make any sense to me. If it was the same format and you had the podiums and you had the certain amount of time and you're not supposed to interrupt each other, then I could see a potential discussion for rule changes on both ends, because guess what? Neither one of them followed the rules. Okay, I get that. But why would you change it if it's a different format? You don't know what's going to happen with this type of format. You don't know. They're going to have someone in the audience ask a question. They're going to respond to the question, and then they both get a chance to talk about it. Now, I guess they could try to interrupt each other on that front, but I highly doubt it. Highly doubt it. But I do want to hear some one-zingers, though. I want to hear Donald Trump say to Joe Biden, oh, well, you and your son would be in jail if I'm president again. See, that would be funny. That would be entertaining because, again, just like we had with our earlier guest in the show, it's not necessarily about their policy issues, although that's what you and I like to hear because we're a little more in tune with that. But it's about the flashiness. It's about the character. It's about the pizzazz. It's about the charisma. And you know what? If they have that, then they're going to win. And Donald Trump definitely has it. Like, it peaks out. The canister is about to explode with how much he has with his type A personality. Joe Biden, on the other hand, not so much, as he tries to stay awake long enough to continue to. Maybe he'll ask for another 30-minute break because he's got to go use the restroom every 30 minutes. I don't know. I'm excited as we get closer. Next week, though, the vice presidential debate, Mike Pence is just going to walk all over Kamala Harris. All she's going to do is just use that angry face, and she's going to go after him for being, like, evil and how she smoked marijuana when she was a kid and listened to rap songs that weren't even there, and then talks about being African-American, which she is not because she's Jamaican. But I digress. That does it for us today. One more show wrapping up next tomorrow for the week, as we have Dr. Richard Lee coming on the show. That'll be a fun one. He is, oh, by the way, that's next week. No, Dr. Richard Lee, he talks about the spirituality of the country. We'll have some fun on the religious side of politics, which is kind of a foreign no-no to do. Until then, be your own voice of reason. It's the voice of reason. Everybody have a wonderful Thursday evening. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Voice of Reason. Fighting for conservative principles seems more difficult all the time. The progressive left seems to find new and creative ways to limit freedom, abuse power, and trample the Constitution each and every day. That's why we need the knowledge, resources, and common sense to push back. And we can help with that. Visit our website at HoosierReason.com. There's some really great stuff for you. You can read the latest blog discussing topical issues and current events. Let us know your thoughts by filling out our monthly survey. Keep track of what I might be doing or where I may be speaking. Listen to the podcast of your favorite guest or show. And check out our latest Voice of Reason product infomercials. Plus, you can find upcoming show schedules and guest lineups to plan your radio listening appropriately. And finally, make sure to become a Hoosierholic by subscribing to the free newsletter. Stay up to date on the latest news of the show, fun facts of the month, and learn new ways to defend and preserve this great republic. It's all there at HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com. Go check it out. Why? Because it's kind of the reasonable thing to do.